I tell myself, it's not about comparing, but then I start wondering, what can they lift? Are they adding more weight to their barbell than I am? And suddenly, I'm not training. Then I realize, my journey is not theirs. I've earned every step, so I smile. My smile is the shape resilience takes to keep me moving. To put more smiles out into the world, Colgate has supported female athletes for over 50 years with the Colgate Women's Games, the nation's longest running indoor track and field series for girls and women. Colgate, your smile is your strength.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, speaking with Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales, my guide to international, professional, world championship cricket. And Australia is playing coterminous with this conversation. So is England. They're not playing each other. I talked to an Englishman today. Apparently that Ashes match, there's a different opinion in England. You're not surprised, are you? No, I didn't think so, yes. Australia won the match because it was a tie. And Australia had won the previous match despite the protest of the English team. They protested there wasn't enough time to drink. That was the protest. Tells you where we are in professional sports. But right now, the World Championship is underway, and there's been a surprise team. What is it, Jeremy?
And John, this is honestly one of the biggest surprises. What's happened is that South Africa, a team that's traditionally about middle of the road, you know, they're good, but they're not the best team. You know, Australia, we tend to beat them quite well, and so do most teams. South Africa has played its first game against Sri Lanka, and not only has it won very, very convincingly, it won by 428 runs, it actually managed to break one of the long-standing records of cricket, and that is the record to get the quickest 100 runs, so the quickest century, in the shortest number of balls. So what happened was that basically the South African batter, Aiden Markram, got up to bat, and he managed to hit 100 runs off of only 49 balls. So it meant he had to get 2 runs at least per ball that was bowled down to him the entire game. And previously the record was 100 off of 50 balls, which was back in 2011 by an Irishman who was also an extremely good batter. But South Africa now has a lethal weapon in their arsenal, and it looks like the entire team is very much attuned to this too. They batted phenomenally strongly. They fielded very, very well. And last week we were talking about how the biggest threat to Australia was probably going to be the Indian team because they seem to be the strongest, and all the other teams really kind of paled in comparison in the lead-up to this World Cup cricket tournament. But South Africa, now the fact that they've come out swinging like this, I'm scared. I don't know how Australia's going to fare because I guess we didn't really expect South Africa to be the ones that were probably going to start off the strongest.
Is Sri Lanka a good team? Did they beat a competition team, or did they meet an easy team?
Sri Lanka is a very good team. In fact, it's normally India and Sri Lanka are the two that we look out for. And they're just traditionally good teams because they have a large pool of players in their country. They tend to be cricket mad. So a lot of these players that you're seeing now were playing cricket pretty much from about the age of 2. So that very, very skilled professional cricket players. And the fact that Sri Lanka got beaten by South Africa is very worrying. And from what I could tell, the Sri Lankan team isn't weak by any means. They're actually very strong too. And I think this is the overture of this entire tournament that we're going into with cricket. All the teams are very strong. And hopefully the Australian team's there too. But to be honest, the Australian and English teams, we look like we may be the bottom runs for the first time ever.
Now, it's Sunday morning in Australia, and they're playing this match in India. Is that where they're playing it?
And Yes, that's right.
I can't do my own clock. Can you do your clock? When is the game going to start, and how much sleep will you get?
Well, two very good questions, John. The game itself will start in around about 7 hours, so it actually is going to be broadcast here live at 7:30 p.m. Australian Sunday night, and that'll be completely live for the entire game. So that means that from 7:30 probably till about maybe 4 or 5 in the morning, we are going to probably be watching this game, which means in short answer, we're probably only going to get about 2 or 3 hours sleep for tomorrow. So you can imagine there's going to be a lot of bleary-eyed people going to work tomorrow. But because it is the first game of the World Cup for Australia, we are playing India. I know in my own circle of friends, a lot of people will stay up for this one because this will, in our eyes, will actually tell us whether Australia is going to be competitive or not and exactly how strong the Indian team is, because we expected them to not be so strong when they did the preliminary games, but then they showed that they actually had a very strong batting side in some of the warm-up games where they beat us quite convincingly. So A lot of eyes are going to be on this one, John. And honestly, if you want to talk to Australian tomorrow for any sort of business, be prepared for a lot of slow responses because we'll be drinking a lot of coffee.
Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales with the snakes, with the bushfires, with sleeplessness because of the cricket match, and waiting for El Nino to get worse, the dry, the heat, the snakes. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Plan B made over-the-counter emergency contraception legal more than 20 years ago. It's a safe, effective backup birth control option that helps prevent pregnancy before it starts by temporarily delaying ovulation. Plan B is the number one OBGYN recommended brand and the only one that you can find at all major retailers in all 50 U.S. states. There's no minimum age requirement and you don't need an ID to buy it. You can order it through DoorDash and other major delivery platforms too. That's freedom to be. Use as directed.
Today's episode was brought to you by Simple Mills, the feeling of the sun in a delicious snack. From their tasty crackers to their crunchy cookies, Simple Mills snacks taste good and are good for you because they're made from purposefully chosen ingredients. That purpose? Lifting you up, never weighing you down, so you can keep shining through the day. Find Simple Mills at your grocery store.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular weekday afternoon. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.